Good morning, it is. You're still listening to us, good old us, yeah. Josh and Ben. Morning.
Sorry
after.
About it.
But I'm about to brighten up your day with some great news. Rebecca from Scorpio Books is here.
Yes, hell yeah.
Oh, you're so sweet to me. I love coming here. You guys are just awesome.
We love having you.
Aww.
So, we were talking before look at me about to pronounce it wrong, but
The Ockham Book Awards. Yeah, the Ockham Book Awards.
I do know what it is. I have several books that have that little logo on them right there because they either won or were in the shortlist.
Oh, yeah.
But I just, never read it. But so they're coming up.
12th of May is at the Writers' Festival in Auckland. Sorry, guys in Christchurch, but some of you will be going to Auckland, so
Never know. Yeah,
we have lots of the big catalogs at work anyway, and heaps have been picked up. So obviously, heaps of people are thinking of going up to Auckland
awesome.
For
That's
it.
So cool.
Yeah, 12th of May in the Aotea Centre in the Kiritikanawa Theatre.
Wow,
no less.
Very cool.
Yes,
you've brought four books in today.
They're
all from the non-fiction illustrated genre, which is the one that's being championed in the Ockham Book Awards this year. Right?
Oh, wow. That's right, Ben.
Fantastic.
Wow.
A memory recall from this man.
That's fantastic.
Over
here. Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. So every year they choose a category, and this year it's this. And Scorpio Books has been chosen as one of the bookshops in New Zealand to champion these particular books.
Awesome.
My particular favourite would be this one here, which we'll get to last. But there's four of them. The first one's called Nature Stilled by Jane Usher. And she's a photographer. She does lots of amazing photographic books. I don't know if you guys ever seen any of her stuff.
Not hers in particular, no.
No, so what she did was, I'm just going to pass it to you so that you
Thank
can have
you
a quick
much.
Squiz
it's
through
like,
it.
It's a really pretty book.
I'll say for the listeners, these are like, think of those big hardback like
coffee table
books.
Books
the big nice ones
so she's done, she's gone to Te Papa and she's gone with curators and the managers of different departments, and she has taken photographs of all these amazing things. There's birds, mollusks, there's all the collection that's downstairs that no one really ever sees. Beautiful things, lots of insects and
glow in the dark fish.
Pretty.
Well, x-ray of a fish, actually, now that I realize it's not glow in the dark, it's just an x-ray.
But it does sort of look like
it's a pristine book.
Is
what we're getting
really
at.
Nice.
It's so nice. I hope that there's ASMR coming through the mic.
Yeah, let's do some.
the beautiful butterfly. So not all of the photographs are of things from New Zealand. Most of them are. A lot of them are from collections from other people around the world. But that's pretty beautiful book.
They are, yeah.
Really special. The next one is Hia Kai by Monique Fiso. This is actually modern Māori cuisine.
Wow.
This is pretty
cool.
Amazing. So Monique Fiso is, she's pretty amazing a chef who's been overseas for a long time. She came back to New Zealand in the early part of this decade. Well, actually, not this decade. No, last decade. Wow, gosh, time
2021.
Slips by. So Hia Kai is a collection. She's opened a restaurant in Wellington, which she uses a lot of foraged and local ingredients, but a lot of ingredients that perhaps would have been used by Māori, but they're not hangi dishes in the traditional sense of what we believe to be Māori grow in the cook in the ground kind of foods. So pretty much every recipe has at least one sort of native ingredient in it, indigenous ingredient in it, and they're quite beautiful, but it's a very modern and contemporary take on things. So they're things that you would possibly eat in a modern contemporary restaurant, but with a different take. But
Fantastic.
The photographs are beautiful, and
she's
looks like I'm looking at Ben's face, and he's quite liking that. You're a bit of a chef
He's engrossed.
So are we doing an interview or something? I'm reading a book here.
Well, at last we've got Ben interested in a book.
Goodness, you finally found something.
And this next book's called An Exquisite Legacy. It's the life and work of New Zealand naturalist G.V. Hudson.
Wow.
This is by George Gibbs, who is his grandson. This guy here, G.V. Hudson, was an amazing naturalist. He is one of the preeminent naturalists of New Zealand insects. generally, wow, and has awesome. The, one of the largest and best collections of, which are Naren wow, these Tapa. Are
beautiful illustrations and stuff.
He has done all those illustrations wow, by hand. Fantastic. By hand. Absolutely beautiful.
That's
all
really impressive.
Painted. Yeah, and there's like over 3,000 yeah. actual paintings that he's done.
Goodness me.
And every single day from the age of 12, he wrote a diary until he died. I think he was 86 when he died. So there's diaries for Africa. So his grandson has that part of the collection, and he wow. said that it just really needs to be in a book. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really pretty book. And shout out George Gibbs, who I went to school with. Obviously
Did you?
A different one, but yeah.
Not necessarily. It might be. Well, you can open up the back cover and have a look.
Yeah, have a look at him.
And, oh, no, he's not there.
No, no photo.
No.
Oh,
so I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably not the yeah, same George no,
but
Gibbs.
Another amazing book.
I could
book.
Be wrong.
It could be his great-grandson.
Yeah, you there you
know.
Go.
You never know.
There's George one the last third. Book, though. This is the one you're championing.
Me personally, yes. So each of us in the there are four of us in the shop who are championing each of these books particularly, but this is the one that I am doing. This is Marty Friedlander, Portraits of the Artists. This is by Leonard Bell. This is just a stunning book of artists, makers, craftspeople, actors, writers, poets. It's from it's for about 50 years of poet 50 years of photographs of some of the people in there I know well knew
yeah.
personally from my parents when I was growing up, but not everyone obviously, because a lot of these people were based in Auckland. But she Marty was very much in with the artistic crowd of people, and she takes spectacular photos, absolutely
yeah,
spectacular,
yeah, incredible.
And every person that showcased there has an amazing bio attached to it. It's the most beautiful book, which is now in my collection as well, and it's just yeah. spectacular.
They are, yeah, these are fantastic.
What can I
wish
I say?
People could smell it, because it has the perfect new book smell.
Yeah, it does. Oh. Great.
Amazing. Well, gosh, four fantastic books that I've now got right in front of me.
Yeah, I think Ben's going to try and nick some of them.
Right? Yeah, these are really cool. Non-fiction illustrated books. See, table books.
Do you have a coffee table that they would sit on at home and you would look at them if you had them?
Yeah. No, maybe. I would honestly find a coffee table if I had a book like this.
You'd buy a coffee table just for the book.
Yeah, the bed mess is off, but I would get this book and then get a coffee table to sit it on. Yeah. Not the other way around, you know?
Actually, just for interest's sake, none of these books is expensive. The most expensive one is the Marty Friedlander at I think it's $65 or maybe $70.
Oh, wow, that's pretty
but
reasonable.
But they're all
for,
less.
Yeah.
They're all less than that. And oh, wow. you know, you can get some spectacular books at really great prices.
Yeah, definitely.
These days, it's not like in the olden days where you had to buy books that are like $150.
yeah.
which that would have cost.
Well, yeah.
A lot,
usually,
you know?
When I see kind of bigger hardbacks like that, yeah, I guess my brain just assumes like kind of higher price than that. So yeah, that's really reasonable.
And a great place to get books like this for a cheap price. Scorpio Books.
So Ben, you're so good.
What's going on at Scorpio Books right now?
We have a few events coming up soon, actually.
Cuisine Festival thing?
That's the food show.
The food show,
Food show, which is the 9th, 10th, and 11th of April. And Scorpio Books will be there because there are chefs who they do displays and cooking and cooking stuff.
Malik Vassar, maybe?
No, she won't be there, unfortunately. It'd be really great if she was, actually. Oh. Maybe we could persuade her really quickly.
Yeah. Guest appearance.
Yeah, so we have a poetry event coming up on the... I didn't write it down. I think it's the 7th. It's Wednesday, not next week, but the week after. If
Sounds
anyone
like
can,
the 7th. Yeah.
yeah, between Easter and the food show.
Yeah, cool.
And then Paul Cleave's going to be coming to the shop sometime soon. He's a mystery crime writer, local guy.
Cool.
We haven't confirmed the date yet, but he'll be somewhere in April as well.
Cool.
And then there's going to be something at the Town Hall coming up in the beginning of May, which is called Itipu. And it's an agri-tech event, a huge event. There's going to be about 500 or 800 people there, but we'll be there as well, which would be amazing. Anyone who's into agriculture, soil, technology, robots, aquaculture, that sort of stuff,
cool.
Have a look online and see. But anyway, we'll be there.
Gosh, amazing.
Fantastic.
See, it doesn't matter what the dates are. If you go to Scorpio Oaks every single day, then you won't miss a thing. Thanks, Rebecca, for coming into the studio this
You're
morning.
Welcome.
And gosh, some great books.
Thank you so much. See you soon. Bye.
See ya.